Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love in making us to be your children and making us to fellowship with you was the original intention. And yeah, it must include in obedience, to be obedient at all times, and looking to and hearing from you. So thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus to restore us. And I thank you in Jesus we have been restored and we've come back home, back to the kingdom, back to kingdom realities. And so I thank you for this word this morning, just encouraging us not to think naturally or carnally any longer, but to be heavenly minded, spiritually minded, setting our mind on the things above, which is kingdom realities, because we are being restored into this wonderful family and plan. And this wonderful family plan is to restore everything here on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 6, verse 35 to 38. I tell you, love your enemies, help and give without expecting a return. You'll never, I promise, regret it. Live out this God-created identity the way our Father lives towards you, generously and graciously. Even when we're at our worst, our Father is kind. You be kind. Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. Don't condemn those who are down. That hardness can boomerang. Be easy on people. You'll find life a lot easier. Give away your life. You'll find life given back. But not merely given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity.
Hallelujah. You've just got this portion here where, you know, it's tacky, it's atomic. The godliness takes hold of us. We can take hold of it in the sense of, he says, you are made like your Father, now be like your Father. You know, and that's the reality. We weren't made to be little devils. We were made to be children of the living God. All the demonic activity that has come in is through believing lies and making room for lies. And so it's so important to come back to that solid foundation. We were made in the image and likeness of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we have been restored. Colossians says, in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily, and we have come back to fullness of life now. And so now it's about just staying in the fellowship of the Father and Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in kingdom realities. And that's where we need to set our mind on, and that's what we're going to take hold of on a daily basis. And so we can be the lights in the world, the rivers in the desert. Amen. Walking in fellowship, walking in tune. The beautiful picture of the beauty of God is seen in Hebrews 12. We see these men and women taken hold of by God, and then the wonderful story they walked in making a unique difference here on earth. And that's the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it's exactly the same, but even much more. They weren't made perfect apart from us. When Jesus died, and he brought back the perfection in heaven, he's now bringing back perfection here on earth. We need to stick to him, listen to him, and walk in tune into the good works laid out for us, the predestined plan, our name written in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.